ABC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. An FDA panel is giving a thumbs up to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 booster shot. The panel unanimously voted to recommend the agency authorize the second dose for adults who have already gotten the first shot. Reports say many committee members recommend the vaccine be considered a two-dose vaccine, similar to Moderna and Pfizer. A man accused of killing 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018 in Florida is apparently set to plead guilty to all the charges against him. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd is a member of the commission that investigated the shooting and called Nicholas Cruz a vicious maniac murderer.
I certainly hope that the state's not capitulated, because he needs to receive the death penalty if anyone on the face of this earth has ever earned the death penalty.
An attorney for Cruz says the plea in the school shooting is scheduled to come on Wednesday. Cruz also entered guilty pleas Friday in connection with an attack on a prison guard. Donald Trump is calling for a new election or to be declared the winner of last year's presidential contest. The former president cites a new analysis of mail-in ballots in Pima County, Arizona, claiming they came in higher than normal. The Republican says they swung into action and made sure President Biden won. He also suggested the Democrats' policies are turning the U.S. into a third world country. A new report says victims of ransomware attacks forked over a lot of money during the first half of this year. Sarah Bartlett has more.
The Treasury Department put that number at around $590 million. That comes as more than 450 payments were made between January and June. Bitcoin was the payment method most often used. The report called ransomware an increasing threat to the U.S. financial sector, businesses, and the public.
You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.